Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. We're in beautiful and sunny Phoenix, Arizona for the annual NFL owners meetings. And on day one, we kicked the conversation off with Patriots owner Robert Kraft. It was his first opportunity to speak out about Wes Welker's big move to the Denver Broncos. And he was very passionate and forthcoming about how Welker is no longer a Patriot.
Robert, just to lead off, a lot of people are curious what your reaction is to Wes signing with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Well, we usually don't talk about contracts, but I'd like to clear up what I think is some misconceptions about the Wes situation. And I'll go into limited financial details. Stace, I'm going to give you this so I can just... Thanks. You know, everyone in our organization wanted Wes Welker back. And anyone who doubts that or thinks we weren't serious just doesn't get it. You know... I've owned the team 19 years, and I've known that in the end, we have to have certain limits and restraints. And like I've said many times, I really wanted Wes to be with us through the rest of his career, but it takes two sides to do a deal. And the only person in my life who had unlimited financial ability to do whatever they wanted was my late sweet wife. Everything else has boundaries. And in Wes's case, we were willing to go what we considered above his market value. Okay? And for a couple of years, we tried to get a long-term deal done with him. We couldn't do a deal, and we wound up franchising him at a very high number. And, you know, in retrospect, I wish we could have wrapped that into an arrangement where it was part of a longer-term deal. But I really believe in this case, his agents misrepresented in their mind what his market value was. And when you come right down to the bottom line, you know, he accepted a deal in Denver, which is less money than what we offered him. Because, in fact, he has a one-year deal in Denver for $6 million. Our offer to him, our last offer, before we even would have gone up and before we thought we're going into free agency, was a $10 million offer with incentives that would have earned him another $6 million if he performed the way he had the previous 2 years. But in Denver, this deal... he's going to count $4 million against the cap this coming year and $8 million the second year. And there's no guarantee that he plays the second year there. So he will get $6 million the first year. Our deal, he would have gotten $8 million the first year, our last offer to him. So, in fact, our offer was better than what, in fact, he got from Denver. And I'm just really sad about that. And everyone in our organization, including our head coach, I sat in a number of meetings. We discussed this very carefully. And just to clear up any misconception, we wanted Wes back. But in the end, you know, in my early years, I used to emotionally react to having players stay with the team, and sometimes we went beyond our financial disciplines, and then the fall came and we played football and we didn't win all the games we wanted, and I can just tell you that that feeling is horrible, and I'm going to do everything I can always to avoid that. And you know, we had two situations that were unique like that. One was Wes Welker and the other was Tom Brady. And you know, we've been working for a number of years on the Brady situation. And as another example, it could have gone the wrong way. And I'm happy that was able to work out. But I still feel very bad. And Wes Welker, just to be very clear, was our first choice to be with the team. When free agency came, and his agents kept on insisting on a very high number that was beyond our number, we had to go work alternatives. And so our second alternative was Danny Amendola. He had offers from other teams, so we made a judgment that Wes unfortunately probably wouldn't be with us, and we made this commitment to Amendola. And then Wednesday, I personally got a call from Wes, and he told me about this offer from Denver. And he called Bill as well, and we met and we chatted. And, we have a lot of people. We've committed a lot of money to this inside position. You got Gronk, you got Hernandez, you got Danny now. And it just was unfortunately a little bit too late. And if he had called one day earlier, he would have been with us. And so that is the Wes Welker story. And I'm very sad about it, and I wish he had been with our team.
Robert, you mentioned that the demands on their side before free agency were, I believe what you said, were higher. Can you provide context as to what the gap was?
It was a substantial gap way beyond. If he had come to us and said the gap was the $2 million, which on the surface everyone believes that's what it is, that would have been closed in a second. But I really think, and I'm not saying he's got a great agent, but I think they way overvalued, as they should. Their incentive, they don't really care about the New England Patriots. They care about getting the best financial deal for their client they can get, and I understand that. And their compensation is based on that. And they want to attract other clients. But in the end, our job is to look out to put the New England Patriots in the best position to win continuously. And I think over the last 19 years, I'm pretty proud that we have the best one-loss record of any team in the NFL. You know, in 19 years, we've gone to 6 Super Bowls. So I think that our modus operandi has been okay. On the other hand, you know, I think this is a situation that we really wanted to happen with Wes, and it's very unfortunate.
There's been a persistent contention by David Dunn that there was never an offer, obviously.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Okay, there was an offer, and that's just bogus.
Correct. And that's my question is, why would they continue to make
it? I don't know. You'll have to ask him. You seem to have a good relationship talking with him. So why doesn't he fill you in what he means? Because it just isn't true.
I'll shoot you the story from yesterday. We had a good talk about it.
Robert, when did you guys have an idea of what Wes's value was to you, the contract?
Well, here's the other thing. Let me give you all some context. Because, I mean, if I'm a fan, I say to Kraft, to Belichick, to Nick, everyone, you got to sign Wes. You got to do whatever it takes to get it done. So let me tell you what's happened in the NFL this year. The top 25 players have received $700 million. How many Pro Bowls do any of you think, cumulatively, those 25 players have gone to? Anyone have a guess?
12.
6. So, cumulatively, the players that got $700 million, 25 players. So that tells you that the trend is going to signing young, up-and-coming players. There were 52 starters, and a starter is someone who plays more than 8 games, who have been cut this year. 41 of them are over 30 years old. I don't think this has ever happened the same way in the league. And it just I understand it. You know, I was involved in the labor committee that did the labor deal. I knew the cap is going to be tight. It's part of the reason we worked so hard on this Brady deal, so we didn't get in a squeeze. And we got it done and created some room so we could build a team. But unfortunately, we couldn't just give Wes whatever he wanted. We had to try to give him what the market was willing to pay him. And I really believe we were slightly above the market. At the same time, we know we have to improve our defense if we want to compete to make it to the playoffs. And that's what we've done. And unfortunately, Wes was a casualty. You know, both sides weren't able to get it done, and it takes two sides to get a deal.
Robin, my question is, if you guys had a fixed value on Wes, which turns out to be right, why wait until Monday to do it? Why not do it out of respect 3-4 weeks earlier, say, look, you're way up here, we're down here, we're not going to, this is our last offer. If you don't like it, good luck to you, go on. How come that didn't happen?
Well, I'm not going to get into that. We made it very clear. It, for 2 years, has been a very high demand, which you can see was way above what they were working on the emotional part of it. Look, Wes Welker is a guy I forever will be grateful for. He does everything that we want. He's just everything we want. But in the end, there's a certain financial discipline everyone has to have. And let me say it again clearly. We wanted him, and we were willing to pay him slightly above what we believed his market value to be, and in fact, what it is, because we, in fact, did it. If you look what he accepted, you know, and what was out there. Now, the unfortunate part is, you know, the agent's playing poker with us. You know, we had to decide, are we going to be left completely naked here, or do we go out and do the best job we can do to fill that position with the information we have available to us. And that's what we did. And, you know, time will tell what was right.
Robert,
why wait until Monday? Why not do it earlier? I mean, is there a competitive reason? There could be.
No. We did. You know, I think we have a pretty good history. I mean, in the end, this is a business of wins and losses. And that's, you know, but think about it. The last offer we made him, and we were willing to go up from that, was greater. He would have gotten $8 million the first year from us. You know, in this deal that he accepted, he's getting $6 million. He counts $4 million against the cap up in Denver, and he'll count $8 million next year. In another year, when it's going to be a tight cap, and, you know, that's a lot of money, so I don't know. We in fact, offer him a better deal.
Robert, have you spoken or felt at all compelled to speak with Tom Brady about what went down and how this happened that he would...
Well, I don't answer to Tom Brady. I mean, no, he's an important member of the team, and we've chatted. He did what he did to put us in the best position to be able to build a team around him and win games. And we've chatted about it, but he has never. I mean, it's been reported.
That's why I asked the question.
It's been reported that he or people close to him have made certain comments. None of that is true. I've spoken with him directly, so whomever is creating that impression is mistaken.
Is he upset?
No. I mean, we're all upset that he's not with us, but we're building a team. But he never put a demand or expected anything when he did what he did. He never put quid pro quos. And to be honest, we wouldn't have accepted them had he done that. He did what he thought was in, you know, and what he did was tremendous. And, you know, it's given our team a real competitive advantage, I think, to be in a position to win. And now it's how well our personnel people make the decisions.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.